And now we're joined on the line by today's guest from the Rural Support Trust, Neil Bader. How you going, Neil?
I'm very well. Yeah, good to join you.
And thank you for coming on to Reagan Community Radio and Free FM. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
So I had to listen back to the last time you were on. It was like May last year, and it was quite funny because we were talking about how dry it was. It's a drought, if you remember.
Yeah, I do remember. It's complete opposite, isn't it?
Yes. No, she's pretty wet now.
It's very wet now. And interestingly, we had, in June and July last year, we had a lot of rain, but it didn't actually make the ground soft and muddy. It was because the ground was so dry that it just soaked it all up as it came. And that's a complete opposite to this year.
Well, yes, we did have a pretty wet kind of summer, didn't we?
Yeah. Yep. We absolutely did. Yeah, and it's still continuing, so it's quite unusual.
Yeah, indeed. But I guess one good thing, the aquifers might be filled up now. I mean, there was lots of concern that they were dropping down after a few dry years, but I would imagine that's probably changed around now.
Mm. I would imagine so. Yeah. No, everything will be full now. It's and probably needed to be. We needed to have a catch up.
Yeah, probably right. And so you are the Rural Support Trust National Council Chair. I think that's a new position since we were last on air. So good on you for stepping up into that one.
Still am, yes. Yeah.
And so I guess firstly, for anyone who might not know, what does this Rural Support Trust offer people, Neil?
Yeah, our core role is we've got a helpline, 0800 787 254. And if anybody in the rural sector, the primary sector, farmers or growers, or staff on the farms and whatever, have any issues that they don't quite know where to go for help, they can call us and we'll put somebody alongside them to help walk through the issues that they're dealing with. So it's a free confidential service. We just look forward to getting calls in and actually helping people.
Yeah, and it's across multiple things too. It's financial, maybe help with stock relocation, or maybe trying to source feed, or if you're having mental health difficulties or something,
Yep, all of those things, relationship issues, employment issues. There's a whole variety of things. So yeah, we're there to help if need be. In the Waikato, we've got a team of about 45 people on the ground.
Right on.
Yeah, nationally, I think there's about 350 people involved in the Rural Support Trust network. So it's with a huge amount of voluntary time provided to help, just to help out. And it's really about farmers and growers, helping farmers and growers.
Nice. Yeah, and speaking of the wet and that, it'd be pretty wet up Ohiniwai where you are, I guess.
Yeah, it's very wet. Today, it hasn't rained and the wind's blowing, so the ground is probably a wee bit firmer, and the cows may not make quite so much mess today. Mm. But yeah, it's very wet, and it's wet right across the Waikato, and obviously Northland and Gisborne, Hawke's Bay, Tararua, Wairarapa, and Bay of Plenty have all been hit with this rain, which really kicked off in January with Cyclone Hale, and then there was the Auckland anniversary weekend rain, which caused a lot of flooding in Auckland, but also affected the growers in Pukekohe and lots of other areas, and then we had Cyclone Gabriel come through, and so that was and it really hasn't stopped raining since then.
Yeah, no, quite right. I was actually up in Onifero at my sister's wedding on Auckland anniversary weekend, and half the guests couldn't make it because they couldn't get across from the Coromandel or down from up north or anything like that.
Yeah. That's right. Mm. Yeah, and one of the issues with the weather has been access as well. And mentioning the Coromandel, it's there's still issues up there. Obviously, the 25A closed until next March.
Oh, is it? Right.
Yeah, and then there was a slip at Oputri, which meant no truck and trailers could, or no trucks or truck and trailers could go up through there from Waihi, so up to the Coromandel. So everything had to go around the top.
Oh, wow!
And so it's caused some major major problems with, you know, supplies going in and produce coming out of those areas.
Yeah, no doubt. Make it much more expensive too, and slow it down significantly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so yeah, milk tankers going up from Waitoa to do the loop. It was sort of a full day shift.
Yeah, it was.
To bring a load out, which puts a cost on everything, and it was a long way for cattle. Any cattle or any sheep to come out from up there. It was fortunately they've got the road is able to take truck and trailers now to Opootree, but the Thames Coast Road's been closed on and off for the last few days because of slips. So.
Yeah, it was, right, okay.
Yeah.
And you know, you would have been involved in some way, I guess, too, with over there in Tairawhiti, over on the east coast there. I mean, they've had Hawke's Bay, they've had their deluges over there too, haven't they?
Yeah, they've got huge challenges over there. I've been in quite constant contact with the east coast chair and with the trusts over there. And they're doing a marvellous job. They've ramped up their numbers of people, and we've been very fortunate in that a lot of people have donated money to go towards the farmers and growers across that whole area and Northland and Waikato. So it's very, very, very generous of a lot of people, and so that's helped. So some of the things that have, there's been some fence posts, some fence material provided to some. There's free counselling to some people. There's, vouchers, food vouchers, all sorts of things. There was some help with helicopter time to get generators into some of the isolated farms. There's, a number of things that have happened over time and,
yeah, well, that's great, isn't it? Yeah.
It's absolutely great.
And I saw Gisborne,
Gisborne obviously got hit again last week with more rain again and more road closures, so that just makes it really, really difficult for people.
Yeah, yeah. And I did see on your website, the Rural Support Trust website, it's a good one, folks, good resource there to go and have a look at, even a bunch of Southland cockies came up to help out over those ways.
Yeah, they certainly did. Yeah, there's been cockies from all sorts of places going and just giving a hand, going in I think it raises the morale hugely of the people in those areas. But there's also a sense of satisfaction for those people going in and giving a hand and knowing that they're actually making a difference. So it's great to receive, but it's also great to give.
Absolutely.
That's what a lot of people do.
Yeah, absolutely. And who knows, in a few months or the next year or something, it might be the other way around, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. In the early days of Cyclone Gabriel, the help lines in those areas were very, very busy. So we actually used, Southland and North Canterbury and Taranaki help lines actually picked up the calls from some of those areas.
Gee, was.
And then just triaged them and sent the urgent ones back and dealt with them that way so that the people who are working on the ground, particularly in Hawke's Bay, Gisborne and Northland, were able to get on and actually help people and organise meetings, organise events and that sort of thing without being on the phone all the time. So, we were able to use our nationwide team to help. That's pretty tremendous.
Yeah, fantastic. And that number again, folks, is 0800 787 254. And that's how you get in touch with the Rural Support Trust. And I guess now it's getting wintry and that. What are some of your key kind of tips and tricks to get through this sort of season, Neil?
Yeah, it's really, really important to connect with people. Lean over the fence and have a talk to a neighbour. Go and have a coffee with a neighbour. Catch up with some friends or some family, it's easy to get sort of tied down on the farm and not lose that perspective. So
there's always 10,000 things to do, isn't there,
That's right. But actually catch up with other people, make sure you plan, have a good plan. It gets difficult in these times, and you need to have good plans ahead as to how you're going to feed the cows or sheep or whatever, and just have a plan and stick to it, and revise it if you need to, and if you need to get advice, put your hand up and sing out, because there are people out there who can help in some of these difficult situations.
Mm. Yeah, no, the connection is a very important one, and it's so easy, especially when it's raining, just stay home and put your feet up in front of the fire and have a cup of tea instead of actually going out and mingling around. Yeah.
Yep, that's right. So not only is it good for you, but it's also good for the neighbour or the friend to have someone to chat to as well.
Yeah, yeah. And Rural Sport Trust, do they organise little get-togethers like that sort of thing?
Yep, we do. We do. Currently we've got, in the Waikato, we've got a series of lunch on us around some of the farm source and farmlands and PGG rights and stores.
Nice.
We join in with others. I think Dairy NZ will be going around some of the farm source stores and having lunches, so we'll go along and join in. I think we've got an event in Thames tomorrow night. So that'd be on our website with some speakers. We organise some large events at times, but often just a barbecue somewhere as well. So
right on.
It's pretty important just to get people connecting, talking.
Especially in the local communities. It was Fiona Gower I was talking to the other week, and she said it's the people who weren't there, those are the ones who don't go to those sorts of things, who usually kind of do, that probably need some pop around there for a cup of tea or something.
Yeah. That's right. Yep. Pop around, have a cup of tea, give them a ring, just see how they're tracking, and those are the ones we need to watch out for. But as long as we keep together as a community and support one another, we get through these tough times. We've had tough times over the years, many, many tough times. Sometimes it's financial, sometimes it's dry, sometimes it's wet, sometimes it's, all sorts of things. But if we stick together, support one another, we find a way through.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's it. Yeah, no, we're all, everyone's in it together, and aren't we all,
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely,
Yeah, no, that's great. Thanks, again for joining the show, Neil. And what any other last little words of advice to put out there to the listeners today?
Yeah, look, I think the important thing is if you don't know where to turn, just put your hand up and give us a call. And problem shared is a problem halved. So let's deal with it that way.
Yeah, quite right. Yeah, well said, Neil. And thanks again for coming on the show. And keep up the great work you do.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Neil. Cheers.
Okay, bye.
See ya. All right, folks, there was Neil Badup, the Rural Sport Trust, a National Council Chair, talking to the show. So thanks again for his time coming on and doing that, having a yak with us. And, they did great work, the Rural Sport Trust. And don't be shy to give them a ring on 0800. Let me just find that number again. 0800-787-254. 0800-787-254, yep. If you own a farm or work on a farm or even a lifestyle block or whatever, it's just important to keep in touch, folks. And, look out for yourselves and just look out for each other, especially over this winter period and things like that.